My name is Wisdom Ado. I'm from Ghana and the executive director for West Africa Center for Peace Foundation. Basically, what we do is we go into schools and communities and then we set up peace clubs and we train the young people from the ages of 10 to 25 about peace building, human rights, and leadership learning and service learning projects. Basically, we use the teachings of the Nobel Peace Laureates and the strategies they use to overcome violence in their life to train these young ones. So we have three pillars of our programming. We have the education, we have the inspiration, and then the action. So the education talks about the bio of the laureate and what he or she has done to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. They learn about team building, human rights, leadership, conflict resolution, and then mediation. And then the inspiration is where we bring in the Nobel Peace Laureate to come and share his inspiration to these young ones. And then the action is service learning project. So what? After getting the inspiration, the education and all the skills, do you fold your arms and then you just sit down? No. So we ask them to work as a group, to go into their community to find a problem and then solve it, thereby coming out with leadership skills, identify an issue in their community to work towards it, rather than pointing fingers like the government has to do it, this one has to do it, but they stepping into this, the steps of like leadership and then working to make a change in their community. Mostly in the schools, we bring these young people together and then we ask them to identify issues. And then they are able to come out with like teenage pregnancy. So, okay, when they identify teenage pregnancy as a problem in their community, how do they go about it? So they come out with the guidelines of solving it. Some of them go as far as getting to assemblymen, like leaders in the community, ask them to get all the parents around to talk to them about the effect of teenage pregnancy, why the young girls have to be in school. Some of them also go as far as talking to people who doesn't go to school, like who are abused, they abuse drugs. So we have this kind of trend among the youth called Tramadol, where a lot of youth tend to rely on Tramadol to even study, to do work in their communities. So it has a kind of ripple effect on them, which is not good. So we have these young ones stepping into this community, into these ghettos, where they are able to talk and advocate about the abuse of Tramadol, drug abuse. They are able to talk to professionals about how they can come together, how they can bring them together to talk to people about like abuse of drugs.